Miss Julia Meets Her Match by Anne B. Ross. Read by Claudia Hughes.
Chapter 1.
Where y'all gonna live?
Lillian asked as she beat 3 eggs, one after the other, into a bowl of cake batter.
If you're thinking about tying the knot, somebody gonna be moving.
I'm not studying a move. I was at the kitchen table, folding towels taken from the dryer. The window rattled from a gust of late April wind, and I glanced outside to see more rain clouds moving across the sky.
Huh! You better be studying on it, Miss Julia, 'cause either Mr. Sam be moving in here, or you be moving in there.
That's too far down the road to worry about, I said, not wanting to worry about it either down the road or at the moment. And see, Lillian, that's part of the problem. Tie in the knot. I don't know that I want to be tied to anybody, even Sam, who's as fine a man as I've ever known. But that's what happens when you marry. I've had a taste of doing things my way, you know, since Mr. Springer passed. I smoothed out a hand towel, smelling the packaged fresh air aroma rising from it. Even if that freedom came too late in life to be of much use. Lillian, do you realize that I was married for almost 45 years and never had a moment's peace, always fearful of what would set him off, what would displease him, what I was doing wrong, and on and on. Now I don't have to answer to anybody, and I'm not at all sure I want to give that up.
Mr. Sam, he seemed like he pretty easy to get along with,
Lillian commented as she greased 3 cake pans, then sprinkled flour in them.